Wednesday night, Orla Gimel Teves. We're in Shmaitza. We're doing Shmaitza Beis Perek Yud Gimel. No, Perek Yud Dalet, I'm sorry. And the Shmaitza is going to be talking about different types of chazakis. And but meanwhile, he's bringing down the Gemara, the good old Gemara in the first Perek of Ksubis. He brings down the Mishnah of Re'uah Medaberes Mechad, which he'll soon bring down the Machlokas, what Medaberes means. Kids are Pnuya, right away, we're suspicious. The woman's married, we say, Roy Bila Sachar Abal. We assume that the Bilois that she has is Abal. You're not Choshish for anything else, even if, right? But if she's a Pnuya, she's Insa, so we're already, we're suspicious. We don't know. Who was this guy? So, so in echoing other Mishnayos, even though Lechora, it's a different issue entirely. Momenus Isurin, Bori B'Shem, there's no Tainus, there's no... When you learn the first Perek Subas, you really... We do try to find a thread. It's just too coincidental that it's the same Machleik as Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Shua, and Rabbi Gamliel says Nemenes, and Rabbi Shua says Lo Mipion Uchayim, El Harezu Becheskas, it's even the same phraseology. But that's not for now, certainly not for learning the Shemaitzah, you just bring down the Gemara. Perakama de Ksubis, Tanan, and I last night I went through a lot of things that crop up in practical terms of halacha lemaisa that you don't even realize, that like, it's like the most basic cases are fraught and full of sveikas. Meaning he's a miyuchas and there's no problem. I'm allowed to marry the kohen. That's what the issue is. Again, you know, you're nemon that she knows, and you're nemon that. You're nemon she knows and nemenes. Okay, and the other one says not nemenes.
I don't get the case.
Well, we'll see if it means talking. It doesn't mean talking. It's a Lashon Nekiya. We're going to learn in a second what it means. Either Bia or Yichud. It means either Bia or Yichud.
Okay, so then what's the
she allowed to marry a Kohen. Once she's Mazana, we have to be Choshesh. We have a Safek. Maybe the person passes Hola Kahuna. Maybe it's a goy, maybe it's a nosin, maybe it's a mamzer. Now, Rabbi Gamliel, lemaisa, the thrust of Rabbi Gamliel is the cheskas kashrus the woman has, although it's coupled with her saying bori bepashtus. We'll see as we go through the sugya. And the thrust of Rabbi Yeshua is certainly a drabonon because of milas yuchsin, so he doesn't follow cheskas kashrus.
She admits she's
mazana.
That's not the
issue. Yeah, we saw. Now, we'll see.
We just want to know who the person
is. In the Reisha, we're not sure. We'll see in Machlokas if the Reisha means, if she could deny in the Reisha that she was even Mazana. Because Medaberes is a vague Lashon, obviously. Hoysum Uberes, so now you know for sure there was a beer in most religions. Hoysum Uberes, it's the same Machlokas. And the Gemara will talk about why you need both cases. Now the question is, Mativa Shal Ubezeh is really a reflection of who the Baal was. It doesn't necessarily mean we're talking about the status of the Uber. This is all, I'm just speaking everything out at once. The words are, what's the status of the Uber? What does it mean, medaberes? Obviously, it doesn't mean talking in the shuk, although nowadays you never know with the crazy charedim, so maybe it means medaberes. And maybe
I would have thought it meant like
they
flirting.
Violated this. Yeah, maybe it means flirting, but you're not going to passel it to kahuna because she's flirting.
Right, but it could lead you to a
chashash. Look, if the sign said women don't loiter here, and she was loitering there, and she was schmoozing with a man, so taka makes a big chashash. Especially now, they put up a sign three times as big as the sign that they took down. You don't mess with Hasidim. If five Hasidim would have lived in Gush Katif, we'd still have Gush Katif. If five Ger Hasidim would have lived there, we'd still be there. Believe me, they don't care about nothing. So they already accomplished it. They put up a sign three times as big on the building. You can't touch them. It's their building. You can't make them take it down. Don't mess with Hasidim. They're not like these pussy Litvisha. Uva Gemara Maimed Haberes, Ziri Yomanistera, Rabbi Yossi Yomanivala. I've always understood that Nistera is worse than Yichud. You know, you can have technical Yichud, babysitting, you know, it could be Yichud. Nistera means it looks suspicious. They went into hiding. I don't have any riot to what I'm saying, but I remember once discussing it, that the implication is that you need something worse than Yichud.
Well, the Gosh of Kinu and Stira is Stira,
not Kinu. There also, although there's no basis for that. I have never found anyone say that if it was a technical Yichud, then it's okay. I never saw, but it certainly is mashma like that to me, that the stira is something like deeper than Yichud.
Stira automatically includes
something more suspicious,
right?
I mean, it's in hiding. But it's always translated as Yichud. Rabasi Yomanivala. Now, so Bishlamal is, so the Gemara goes through the Lashon, it's a Lashon Akia. Bishlamal Aziri, Haini Diktoni Tarte. You have two bothers. Medaberes, Uberes. Muberes means Zadai Nivala. Again, just remind me. Now, Medaberes, meaning Nistera, would be a Chiddush that Rabbi Shua Apostle suffered Kuna on the basis of the fact that she was Nistera with a guy. She's a Pnuya and she was Nistera with a guy. You don't know who the guy is. You don't even know that there was a Bia. But you say, listen, we have to assume, yeah. We have a chashash, or we have to assume, or we have to be choshesh, and you're not going to marry a kohen. And the seifa is a chiddush according to Rabbi Gamliel, that even though you know for sure there was a bia, that still you a machshah halakuna. Ela Ravasi, that medaberes is nivala.
According to Zera, again, you have to teach both. If you just taught me Uberes, you wouldn't know.
You would know the Chiddush of Rabbi Shua, that even with just Nistera, she saw the lacuna.
We make a call again if she's pregnant. We don't possibly.
We know for sure it was a bia. Mechitesu be possible if it was only a yichud. It's a very big Chiddush. So if one means yichud and one means bia, one's a tremendous Chiddush according to Rishua, and one's a tremendous Chiddush according to Megamlio. But if they both mean there was a certain bia, what do you need two bothers for? Chadol ha'achshabal v'chadol ha'achshababita. So that's really a tremendous chiddush. That according to Ravasi, one is that Rabbi Gamliel is machshir the woman for kahuna, and one is that he's machshir the daughter. And that's why you need the bother, because that's a bigger chiddush. The daughter has no... A girl that's born...
What? That's the Sefer, Muberes.
What? To tell you the Rabbi Shua's Chiddush, that she's Posel even Ba. She has a Cheskos Kashus, the daughter has no Cheskos Kashus. It's the same dynamic that the Reish is a Sefer according to Rabbi Shua, and the Sefer is a Chiddush according to Megamliel. It's just a different Chiddush. Here the Chiddush is the Rabbi Shua Posels, even though you're dealing with someone with a Cheskos Kashrus. So a daughter that's born, let's say she was nevel to a guy. Let's say she was nevel to a guy. Let's say a girl's nevel to a guy. So she becomes forever also to marry a kohen. What?
What's the
finish of Rabbi Yeshua? That she's posel even though she has a Cheskos Kashrus.
She's never a guy.
No, you don't know it was a guy. You don't know who the guy is.
I and the daughter has.
I'm explaining now the psul of the daughter. People don't realize something. I have to speak it out. Now, if you have a woman that's nivel to a guy, her daughter is also possible to kahuna. It's called a zona, technically. It's called a zona. If a kohen would be boil her, she'd become a chalala. But right now she's a zayna. She's the zayna of which the Torah talks. A woman who had bia with a man that's osur to her. Certain kinds of yisurim. That was always osur to her. Zor mei kari you need. Anyway, the psul carries over to the daughter. If she had a son, the son's allowed to marry a bas kohen. That's the famous din in Kiddushin. Lo huzeru kohanos milinose lepsulim. Does the son of a psula lekuna could marry a kohenes, a daughter of a kohen? Because the daughter of a kohen is not prohibited from marrying a psul kohuna, which the son carries that psul.
Unless it's a kohen, he's in big trouble.
Okay, so then the Gemara says, this is the famous, most Rishonim learn that this rule, that why Tak is the daughter okay. So most Rishonim learn, this is what's called Cheskus Ha'imani Labas. This is the famous, not everybody holds that that's the beer in the din. The daughter has no Cheskus Kashrus. This is something you always have to keep in mind. You have to realize that if you're dealing with something
that
was born puzzle.
She doesn't just not have a cheskas kashrus, she's a cheskas puzzle.
No, remember, we don't know who the guy was.
Right, but I'm saying it's not just the. Right, didn't we say that she also now has the psul because of the mother?
We're going with the mother's kashrus. We're going with the Begamliel. The mother of Machshir, but because of Cheskus Kashra, certainly plays a large role. Because the daughter has no Cheskus Kashra. That's the question is, the Rishonim want to know, how do you say the daughter is Kashra? If you need Cheskus Kashra, because she had, it's... That's the machlokas. If machshibah, machshibabita, machshibah, poisel babita.
What's the havamina?
It's very, not only is havamina, but it's a maskana according to the mandioma machshibah, poisel babita. Since chazaka, yes, it doesn't have to be possible. Since chazaka doesn't relate to the metzius, we're talking about a cheskas din, so it doesn't relate to. So the one that has a chazaka, and the one that doesn't have a chazaka doesn't have a chazaka. If two people walk somewhere and you wonder if they became tummy, and one guy is becheskus tyra and one guy is not becheskus tyra for whatever reason, so the one that's becheskus tyra, we go with the chazaka and we paskin his tor because he has a chazaka, and the one that doesn't have a chazaka, so we paskin his tummy, he doesn't have a chazaka. That's because of the nature of chazaka. Ironically, its weakness is its strength, like judo. Its weakness is its strength. Because it's so weak and it doesn't address the issue, it's not mevarer, it doesn't address what really happened, it just tells you, assume the status quo, so you could. It makes it much easier, so to speak, to split up the psak. But I hasten to say that that's the reason, probably, of the mandiyoma machshibo machshibibita. That's what's called cheskosa e mahani labas. Now that is a very lomdisha concept, really, and I'm cheating a little by making you think that cheskosa e mahani labas, which is the mandiyoma machshibo machshibibita, is because of your reasoning. That's not so posh. You could interpret it differently. That's Cheskos Ahem Mahani Labas means the Bas can use the Chazaka of the mother. By the way, I think the Haflah points out that the daughter that's born from that Bia, everybody's Moide is kosher. Now that would be indeed an inner contradiction. You could again, if a woman is nivel to a posel, she becomes posel to kuna the rest of her life. That psul is genetic. If she has a daughter, the daughter is not allowed to marry a kohen. Any daughter she ever has.
Oh, even if she was already
She gets married to the godel ador, and she has a child. That child cannot marry a kohen.
No, what I'm saying is she already had a daughter before she was new. So that daughter's fine.
Yeah. The point that I think Vega points out, and maybe there are chokim on him. But if I remember correctly, Vega pointed out, I don't have time to look. The daughter that's born from the bia with the guy, then everybody's moida, so to speak, cheskos haimani labas. Everybody's moida, like you said, there's no way she could be possible if you're saying the bia is was with a kosher, but this is the bia that produced her. The child was born from that bia. So you can't make her apostle, even if she has no chazaka, but she is a totsa'a of the mother. Just like the mother's arm is kosher, and the mother's leg is kosher, not to eat. Just like the mother's arm, when the mother, you say, is kosher, the kuna, so the mother's arm is kosher, and the mother's leg is kosher. So the uber of the mother that was born from that bee is also kosher. And for that you don't need, maybe you don't need cheskosei mani labas, or everybody's moida cheskosei mani labas. I don't remember how he says it anymore. And I don't even remember if everybody agrees with him. Right? You know, your question on the next daughter, which is a valid question, it is ostensibly a stira. How could anybody hold that you machshe the mother and you passel the daughter? It's like a stira. You understand why? By machshe the mother, you're essentially paskening that she was not nivel to apostles. And by passeling the daughter, you're paskening she was nivel to apostles. How can you do that? The answer is the mother has the chazaka and the daughter doesn't. So with the mother, you go pass the chazaka. That's that mandiyomar. The other mandiyomar that we're bringing in now is mandamachshir bo machshir bebita. That we taka say that once you've paskened that she's kosher, so any totsa'ah that could come out of that is also going to be kosher. Vega's point, if I remember correctly, is that everybody's moida that the child that's born from that bia can't have a different din than the mother. Because that's the bia, the next child. A child that's born a year later from a different bia. But the din is, if the mother would be possible, child is posel, a kahuna. I said it's genetic, it's hereditary. She becomes posel to kahuna. A daughter that's born to a mother that's posel to kahuna is posel to kahuna. But that's like a year, that's not from that beer, that's not later she was born. So that's the shayla of manda machshebo machshebebito, manda machshebo poisel bebito. Machshebo machshebebito is said to hold. It's also not muchrich, but it's complicated. But the simple reading of the simplest Rishonim there is that he holds cheskosei mani labas. Those are the words. Then you declare what cheskosei mani labas means.
As much as we talked about it before,
a drop in terms of the in terms of using the donkey's chazaka for the lager.
The Shmaitz is going to talk about why Rabbi Eliel says what he says, why
Rabbi Shua says. Well, on a very basic level, you can learn the Gemara. He's going to bring down a lot of the Gemaras. We're not getting anywhere. He brings down Gemaras. The first, he brings down Gemaras. Meisvei. The Gemara brings down a Braisa. Zu A, this is the Lashon of Braisa. Right? Zu Edus Yishuk Sherula. That's Rama Gamliel. Right? You say, what? You want to know what's the reason of Rama Gamliel primarily? It's not clear. Like, this maybe Bryce will shed some light on what Rama Gamliel's main reason is. Maybe the Bryce will shed some light. Because it says, Zu Edus Yishuk Sherula. Smashman was putting a lot of weight on her bori, on her Edus. We're calling it Edus Yishuk Sherula. Like, she. Rabbi Shua imenein in a menace. Taka. Amalem Rabbi Shua, yete moidim, aren't you moidim to me, b'shvuyish in this base. Right, the classic shvuyah. Yesh l'edim shenish base. Now we're afraid she was nibbled to a guy. The Ameris Torani and an Amenis. Can't marry a Kayan. Why is she different? Amrulai, Rabbi Gamliel, and Rabbi Lezer answered Yeshua. So at first, you say Avo. It's true. I agree that certainly a Shui is a Surah to a Kayan. My heavens, but yeah, he's been Zulazu. To talk about why is it different? By Shvuya Yemoide, she can't say to who she was Nival, or to say she wasn't Nival. We're not in Rabbi Shua now. We're in Rabbi Gamliel. Yemoide and Shvuya can't say she wasn't Nival to the guy. And how come here, she's not Nemet to say she wasn't Nival? Yeah. Omalahem, Luzu Yeshedim, Luzu Ein Loid. One has Edim Shenivala. We know she's a Shvuya. We know the Goyim are Prutim Barayas.
That's
called Edim. If we know that she was captured.
Nobody came forth and said. Nobody came forth and said she was captured.
No, we're in the case of Shvuya. She's a Nishmis by Goyim.
Shvuya is automatically like she's a Mazana.
But the Rabbanon, we assume, yes. We have a Chashash, yes. That's one of the stronger Gzeiros, the Rabbanon, Shvuya to a Kayan. Al Kapon of Ma'a Hefresh bin Zulazu. That's why the Shbeis Yutairani is the classic case of a Peshasa. So, one of a woman, you know, these cases of a woman, Chais in jail or whatever. With man, Shvuya, Shilas, come up. She mutted her husband the coin. Okay, Umah Hefreshesh bin Zulazu, why are you minded that a Shvuya can say Shalai Nivala? And this woman could say Shalai Nivala?
No, she said it was a
Katar. Well, yeah, but you need a Migu to say, because Migu she could say she wasn't Nivala at all. Right? The Shvuya has the equivalent of Edom that she was Nibala. She was at the mercy of Goyim or Prutzim by Rayas. So we have to assume Nibala. Again, it's Midrabbana, it's a Shvuya. Uzu, but the Pnuya that was Midaberes, ain't no Edom. We don't know that she was Nibala even. Amalai Mafu Zuye Shadim, Sherry Kresa Ben Shineha, very vivid description. So, like, you know what I mean? She was Nibala. What's the matter with you?
My Hefesh Ben Zulazula is a front to Nemenis, no? Why is she willing to say, why is she not believing?
Why is she not Nemenis by Shvuya?
Why is she Nemenis?
Why is she Nemenis by, let's say, Medaberis? So the Braisa says, because Ein Eidim, that she was Nivel. So the Braisa says, yeah, but in the Sefer, there definitely are Eidim. So what's Pshat Rabbi Gamliel in the Sefer? How do you learn Rabbi Gamliel in the Sefer?
It's all Goyim.
What?
It's full of non-kosher people. And by Shvuya.
Right.
But she's from Stam.
Okay. On Malay, Shiroiba, the Gechav Putsum by Royal Saint. On Malayam, ain't that Petropos like Rias. So the Gemara now goes back to. Okay? Then the Gemara says, we're going to come back to the Bryce. Then the Gemara says, Isha Gufa, Isha Babita, the Biako of Lachtuki. Okay, another Gemara wants to know Pshat the Brayso, who might come, who might come out. Vilu Hochi Kamri Lei, as you've done to Allah Muberes, you seem to be right about Muberes. But Shvein Allah Muberes, with the Chari, there's no Edom Shaniv Allah. Amulah Muberes, Hainu Shvuya. Amulay, Shaini Shvuya, Dravdachim Prutzim Baro, Yusheim. Amalem Hanami keeping the Yastatar Aina Petropos Larayas. The tape of the Hosam Roy Psulanet's law by the Goyim, by the Shvuya, Vacher Roy Psulanet's law, Vacher Roy Psulanet's law. What? Right, so the Gemara says it. Okay.
Hey, so Shvuya is like
Kresu Ben Chinel. Well, the Gemara says at this point, the Gemara says Hashivtonu. But the Gemara says Matzah Shvein Olam Adaberes. So the Gemara's ultimate answer is Ein Apotropos LaRayos. That's why I think Nister means more than Shachet. There's an element of Nister there. Sailor Bishul Ben Levi, Dem Bishul Ben Levi, the Divya Machshir Machshir Filu Brei Psulim, the Divya Poisel Poisel Apilu Brei Ksheirim. Okay, stop a little early.